Chapter 25. Okay, so that's what I'm gonna do, I said. I'll go find Mr. Boudreau, the elder.
Good luck,
William said. I have to be honest with you, though. The odds on him still being alive are pretty long.
The odds that you'll find him are even longer,
Brown noted,
or that you'll live long enough to make it to wherever he is, and then that you'll make it back.
True, William said with a nod. You're not even a real agent. You may have some of the muscle memory and some of the training may still be in your brain somewhere, but you don't have active memory of it.
I know two people who do, though,
I replied with a smile. Would you guys like to come along and help protect little old me? It sounds like that's the only way you'll get your old personalities back, too.
There's only one thing wrong with that,
William said. I raised an eyebrow.
That assumes we want our old personalities back. I can't speak for Brown, but I don't want the old me back. Not now, anyway. I've never met the old me, you understand. But I can tell you for a fact that he doesn't have my skills. In today's world, I need the new me to stay alive. It also lets me help others stay alive and maintain this sanctuary. Maybe someday we'll bring back the old world, complete with all its issues, but all its strengths, too. But that won't be for a while. And this world needs me to be Williams until that time.
While I agree with my partner, Brown said, there's a second factor in play here, too. Mr. Boudreau, our legitimate boss, told us to stay here and protect the colony, for that's what this really is now. We're an island of civilization among the ocean of barbarism and chaos that surrounds us. We were told to stay, and to go against that would violate our orders. It would lead to consequences if we were to do other than as we were told.
I pondered this a minute. That's why you supported that piece of shit Frank then, isn't it? Brown nodded, then sighed.
Yes, he was a piece of shit, but he was left in charge, and our orders were to support the legitimate person in charge. While he was alive, that was Frank.
And now that he's dead, I asked. He jerked a thumb toward George.
Now that's him. Williams and I talked about it and came to the conclusion that if you defeated the play on our lives by Frank's supporters, that made him the legitimate successor to Frank, especially since he was related to Mr. Boudreau.
So I don't have to worry about coming back and finding you've killed him and assume the leadership of this colony. Williams laughed.
Nope, that ain't us, man. I can take over and lead a foreign country, but not my own. It's not in my programming. Besides, my mission orders are to support the legitimate leader. I can't take over. It would lead to the same consequences Brown mentioned earlier.
I looked over to Brown. And you have the same programming?
My programming is slightly different from Williams. We have different imprint psyches, so we're different in what we can do and how. Still, though, my mission parameters are to support the legitimate authority, and I will support Mr. Boudreau up to the point that the original Mr. Boudreau shows back up, if he does. Then my allegiance will switch back to him.
As will mine, Williams added. In the morning, though, we will make it known that we support the new Mr. Boudreau, and one or the other of us will tag along with him for the next week or two until he gets established, in order to prevent a reoccurrence of that. He nodded toward the other room.
We will also help you get up to speed on what's what.
And who works for you?
Brown added, looking at George.
I'll start with the cleanup crew. We'll get someone up here right away to clean up the bodies and mess. The plasterers and the sliding glass door installers will probably have to wait until tomorrow, but it's warm enough that you and your family should be okay until then.
Speaking of family,
Brown continued,
we'll also get someone as protective detail on each of your children. We are limited in the number of agents we have, but we have some pretty good normals running around as well. They will be able to see to your family's safety.
Can they also teach his daughter to shoot? I asked. Brown nodded once.
That can be done too if Mr. Boudreau wishes it.
I do,
George replied.
Then it will be so, Brown replied. And with that, I think we're finished here for the night. Anything else can wait until the morning. I would like to get the cleaners up here so your children don't have to see the dead bodies or blood and guts everywhere. They won't ever have a normal childhood, but they will have the best one possible in the current world.
The two agents nodded, got up, and left, leaving us to our thoughts.
I understand you need to find out who you are, George said. But can you stay around for a few days just to make sure everything goes as advertised? While Brown and Williams seem like good guys, I trust you a lot more than I do them.
Better the devil you know.
You're not a devil, nor are they. You're all products of a corporate mentality gone crazy. If what they say is true, they and you are exactly what this world needs to help people pull it back together again.
I hate to mention it, but the people pulling it back together again now includes you. You're the one in charge of this mess now. George sighed.
Yeah, I know. Even though I have no idea what I'm doing.
You can still run away to Bayou La Batre or somewhere else. And give up private bodyguards for my children? George asked with a smile.
Not in this world. I'll struggle along somehow.
Lean on the agents, I suggested. Even though they may not be programmed to lead, they obviously have training in how to run an organization. I'll go find Boudreaux and be back soon. George gave me a wry smile.
We both know the odds of you returning are small. They're even smaller that you'll find Boudreaux and the information you're looking for.
Still, though, I have to try.
I understand.
Although an old world concept, finding yourself is just as important in this new fallen world.